We are broadcasting live today from the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. We have just finished a comprehensive interview with President Jim Bullard. He is one of the newest Fed Bank presidents, but he seems to become more and more one of the most influential, particularly as the Federal Reserve has charted a new course of quantitative easing, buying billions and billions of dollars of long-term government bonds to stimulate the economy to lower long-term rates when its key rate is at zero. It's a policy that's been controversial. It's a policy that has created all kinds of criticism in Washington, overseas, on Wall Street. Lots of supporters, too. They say, hey, you got to do something. If you know, you can't just stand there and the Fed's doing what it can. But Jim took an hour with us just now to have a very comprehensive talk about this. One thing that I found so interesting is that Jim said that he was not in favor of announcing a full $600 billion program. He thinks it should go sort of Fed meeting to Fed meeting, more of a month-by-month approach, and be something that's very conditioned on the state of the economy. Maybe the Fed could do less than the $600 billion. It might have to do more, but he says it's really, really all conditioned on the economy. And I'm very pleased that as also I want to thank again the St. Louis Fed staff for inviting us here today and helping us get the show on the air, but also some other people who have joined us today to really make this a very special broadcast indeed. Kostas Lazariadis is a professor of economics. He's the Edward Mallinckrodt Distinguished Professor in Arts and Sciences at Washington University here in St. Louis, and of course, this is one of the nation's leading educational institutions and one of the things that makes St. Louis, makes this region tick. We also have with us Gary Thayer. He's the chief macro strategist at Wells Fargo Advisors, also here in St. Louis. Someone you've read often quoted in Bloomberg News, heard him on Bloomberg Television, heard him on Bloomberg Radio, and they've both been here at the St. Louis Fed with me while Jim was speaking. So this has been so great, gentlemen. First of all, I want to say welcome and thank you for taking the time out today.
Thanks, Kathleen. It's great to be here.
Glad to be here.
So let's start with you, Gary, because the markets are watching so closely to every single word any Fed official utters now. We had Eric Rosengren on the tape this afternoon. He talked to my Fed colleague, Scott Lamon, in Washington. Bill Dudley, president of New York Fed, sat down and spoke today, and now I had the privilege to speak to Jim Bullard. From an investor standpoint, from a market standpoint, what is important about what Jim was saying today?
Well, I think what a lot of investors are concerned about is the size of the quantitative easing. As Jim mentioned, announcing $600 billion is something that I think a lot of investors are concerned about. That's a big number for a lot of people, makes them worry that the Fed's monetizing the debt, although the Fed's probably not doing that. It's caused a lot of volatility in a lot of markets. The gold market had run up in anticipation that the Fed be printing too much money. We've seen a lot of the commodity markets move up. And so I think there's just a lot of concern out there that, you know, the Fed may be overstepping it, or a lot of people are skeptical that they won't know when to say when and pull back when necessary.
Okay. So what did you hear from Jim today that would make Gary Thayer go back and tell his team, don't worry, because Jim Bullard isn't going to let them do too much? Or guess what, guys? The door's open, so be ready for more volatility.
Well, we've been saying all along that we thought this was going to be a year of volatility. Our outlook was called a bumpy road this year. One of the things that we heard Jim say was that, you know, they're going to be watching this very closely. We've been telling our people that, you know, there is a window of opportunity for the Fed to do this. This isn't one of these situations where the Fed is late to the game and is throwing fuel on already hot fire. With the economy this week and the disinflation trend that Jim was talking about developing this year, this gives the Fed an opportunity to do the QE2 and not create a lot of inflation.
Okay, Kostas. Kostas Azariadis, you are the professor of economics. You're the man who's collaborated on many of these very, very high-level academic research papers with Jim Bullard and with others. You worked with him for many, many years. So, From a theoretical standpoint, and this is and where Jim is trying to come from, trying to apply all the tools of economic analysis, when you watch this, I mean, are you at all concerned about what the Fed's doing? It seems like it's awfully easy to get this wrong.
The Fed is taking a risk because the Fed is balancing two risks. It's trying to keep two balls in the air. So the first risk is the one that the Fed ranks highest: slow recovery, with very low inflation and high unemployment. The Fed ranks this is the bigger risk currently, and it's ranked this is the highest risk since 2008. But there's a second risk that the markets are concerned about, and that's that the economy does pick up, the U.S. is not like Japan, and that there's going to be higher inflation as the economy picks up because all this paper that's being created, and the dollar is going to be devalued. And on top of that, the Fed is going to lose some of its hard-earned reputation as an inflation hawk that it kind of built up during the Volcker years and later. So the Fed has to do these two things. So which risk is greater? For some people, the second risk, the inflation risk, is bigger. For other people, the slow recovery is the bigger of the two risks. And that's why Jim said we're going to be watching data. So the Fed is going to be watching a number of indices, like is loan volume picking up? Is the economy's Christmas sales, are they going to be better in 2010 than they were in 2009? And the idea is that once they see these signs of pickup, they're going to slow down on quantitative easing and maybe stop altogether.
So what is the risk of that, Costas? Because as much as the Fed says, oh, well, you know, when you change interest rates or do another round of quantitative easing, it doesn't show up for 6 to 12 months, it seems to me it's very hard. If that's the case, if monetary policy acts with a lag, is it possible that this gets out of hand because the inflation starts to pick up, you know, after you've taken another big step? But once you've taken the big step, you can't take it back quickly, and that's where that inflation genie gets out of the bottle.
Well, the hope is, I think Jim came out in favor of doing this month by month, not committing to the $600 billion altogether. And that would be a wise move to take. Let's take it one meeting at a time or one month at a time. Let's buy some of this stuff, see what happens in the economy, see what happens in the markets. If the markets are really panicking, then maybe you pull back. If the economy is picking up, then you pull back. And if you don't see any signs of pickup, then you kind of continue for another 2 or 3 months and see what happens.
Well, and again, it'll be interesting to see if, to what extent at the next FOMC meeting, Gary, we hear this. Of course, the policy statement had Jim's contingent state right in it. You cannot say that he did not win this battle or push the intellectual debate in that direction. When you watch the market, particularly the bond, let's take the bond market right now, because I asked him about this, and he said, well, you know, there was kind of a move before we made the announcement. I think he kind of downplayed the fact that there's been a big sell-off, or a pretty big sell-off in the bond market. Yields have risen substantially since November 3rd. What is that bond market telling us? Is Jim right? Did you just say, oh, well, people took some profits, but don't worry, it's going to have its impact? Or are investors trying to tell the Fed something here?
Well, I think a lot of investors are worried because, you know, a lot of people put money into bonds over the past couple of years as a sort of safe haven. And they've always worried that there was a bond bubble. Jim mentioned the housing bubble and the tech bubble. Well, a lot of people have been worried there's a bond bubble out there, too. And whenever we see the concerns about inflation come back, that makes people nervous about being in bonds. So there might be some of that driving yields up right now. But I think if you look at, as Jim said, you separate out the expected inflation from the real component, we did see a modest increase in expected inflation in the markets, but not a lot. I think what's happening more important is that we're seeing demand for credit pick up, and we're seeing a lot of issuance, particularly in, you know, corporates and munis right now, and that might be a factor driving yields up, which would be good. I mean, that's what the Fed wants to see, is more sort of spending and borrowing.
Costas?
Yes, this is for me at least, this is the all-important thing, loan volume. If I can see loan volume going up, it's trending up slowly. If we can see it going up seriously in the next 6 months, that'll be a signal for the Fed to kind of ease less, print less, buy fewer government bonds.
Okay, well, gentlemen, we're just getting started here. As Gary Thayer and Costas Azariadis discuss my hour-long interview with Jim Bullard, president of the Fed Reserve Bank of St. Louis. This is The View from the St. Louis Fed. And as I look out of the window, I see the Mississippi River. It's a little overcast today, but a lovely vista to sit back and think about what Jim Bullard just said and what it means for the markets and for investors. Next on Bloomberg Radio.